Kung Lennon, a black Gemara.
You can have any rose, any seat.
Baruch Hashem, we have our own seam over here. We'll be the first in the world to have a seam. Right before Hanukkah. Okay.
If you're driving, we'll do it before the Shoshana.
Kung Lennon. We're up to have Chof Heim and Aleph. Sechta Tumura. Okay, the Mishnah said that if you gave birth to a Tumtum or a Regnus, Hashmag says that there's no Kedusha on them at all. And we ask, why is there no Kedusha? Because it does not become Kedusha until it's born. And while it's in the mother's womb, it's not Kedusha yet. And when it's born, it's already a Tumtum or a Regnus. Therefore, there's no Kedusha at all. Says the Gemara, this idea that it doesn't have any Kedusha until it's born. We see from here Vlade Kochim, that the Vlad of Kochim have the Osan Hein Kedosha. When do they become Kedosh? Only when they are born. Says the Gemara, but you know, not everyone agrees. Vahai Tana, the following Tana, he holds Vlade Kochim, even Hein Kedosha. When do they become holy? As soon as they started being created inside the mother's womb. The Torah Rambam learned, the Pasuk says like this, that you have to read the Pasuk, understand the Pasuk, so you understand what we're saying. It says in the Pasuk that Abchoyr, so the b'choy that is the firstborn la Hashem b'behema amongst behemas, lo yakdish ish oisay. A person should not make it holy. Imshoyim shal Hashem hu. The Gemara wants to know the ish oisay, lo yakdish ish oisay. What would be if it wouldn't have said certain words in the pasuk? Ilun ama b'choy lo yakdish. If the Torah would only just say the following, b'choy lo yakdish, without adding the words ish oisay, man it, b'choy lo yakdish. What I would think. I would think b'choy lo yakdish hegdeshes, that a poyer, a man who's a firstborn, can't make hegdesh. Tamalovid, it says, ish oisay oisay yatemagdish, that particular animal, that, you know, was a poyer. If the animal is a poyer, you cannot decide to make it into an oil or a shlamim. I will magdish odin b'choy hegdeshes, but other people maybe can. Turn it into something. Only the poor himself. That's why it says ish, that any person cannot take a b'chayr and change it to another animal. That he cannot be magdish, but others can. We're not talking about a person, we're talking about a behema. The behema, sakti. We're talking about a firstborn of behema. That a firstborn of behema. Yochla would have thought the yagdish and the beten. I would have thought that maybe you cannot be magdish inside the mother's womb. Tamid loymer asher yivuka l'Hashem. Mishe yivuka l'Hashem yata magdish. By a b'chor, you know when you cannot change it around, only once it's born. Aval ata magdish bebeten. But while the b'chor is in the mother's womb, we know when it says peterech, and when does a b'chor become holy? Only when it leaves, when it's born. Kol zman in the mother's womb, you can say that this uber should be something else. Yochol avlodi kolak kachik. I thought it was same as any other kachish. If I not a b'chor, stam. I made the mother, let's say, a shlamim. The vlad does not become kachish until it's born. So while the vlad is inside the mother's womb, I can change it to any other carbon I want. That only by a b'choy can you change it around while it's in a mother's womb. But all other kabbonis, as soon as it's being formed, it already has the kedusha of that carbon. Which argues what we said directly on top of the page, that they hold as soon as they start being born, as soon as they start being created. Alma Svidalei, this Tana holds Vlode Kochim, Mimei Iman Enkadoshin. When do they become holy? Inside the mother's womb. What happens if you said about Abchoyd, im yitzias rubai, as most of it was going out, you said, we know that it becomes a Kodesh only when most of it comes out. As it was coming out, you said Oyla. Question is now, which one will be Chal, the Abchoyd that comes naturally or the Oyla that I'm saying right now? Because they're both in tandem. Oyla havi abchayid havi. Does it become an oyla abchayid? Oyla havi. Should it become abchayid? They call purta purta kanafik who call. Actually, we erase the word called purta purta. Is because kule call. Since the entire animal gets burnt in the mizbeach, it is so special. Oy abchayid havi, or maybe it's abchayid. They call purta purta kanafik bimulsehu. Or maybe it's abchayid, but because every part that's born naturally is a firstborn. You don't have to do anything to make it firstborn. So therefore, it's abchayid. And the oyla cannot be chal. Olish nachrin, another version of the same question. Do we say that the kedusha of the oyla is so holy that the kedusha will be chal on this particular animal? Because it comes from itself, it comes from the rechem. Which one is more powerful? What happens naturally, or what you do? What happens? What's the question? Isn't it halav hainu b'ilfa? Isn't it exactly the same question that Ilfa asked? We have very little of Ilfa in the rest of Shas, but in Kachim, in Zvachim, we had them in a few places, Ilfa. Ilfa, quite a few places. Ala Leket, we know that Leket, there's a difference in Leket and Hefker. Leket, when you live in them behind, they fall down, they're only for poor people. Hefker, anybody can have it. So what happens, ala Leket, in the Shidas Rubai, by Leket, as most of it is falling down, as it's falling down on the ground, it should become Leket, you scream out, yeah, Hefker, I want to be Hefker. So the question is, leket havke, leket have it? Does it become leket? Because that's what it, when you drop it, that's what happens, becomes leket. Or hefker have it? Because I pronounce it, hefker. She can't, and what's the shaila? Leket have it, she can't get the shemayim, because that's what the Eibishter said, that what happens to the piece that fall down. Or you'll be hefker, because it's manu mashirim, or maybe it's hefker, because it's more powerful. Hefker is much more powerful than leket, because it's open to everybody. There's no balabas. Who is it? What's Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Meshaimin. The Eibishter said that this should be Leket. You decided it should be Hefke. Who do you think we listen to? The Eibishter or to you? Of course the Eibishter. Exactly. The Eibishter said the firstborn of an animal is a B'chayit. As it's coming out and becoming a B'chayit, you're screaming out, Shbein Oilus. Who do you think takes precedence? Your Vart or the Eibishter's Vart? Look, the Mishnah, if somebody says Vlad shalzu oila, if somebody says I want the Vlad of this animal to be an oila v'hishlam, this is what you said. I have an animal standing in front of me. I want that this animal, that this is a pregnant animal. I want the first. I say I want the Vlad inside this animal to be an oila, and then I say, and I want the mother to be hishlam. Then Vlad of Kayamim. It's exactly what happens. But if I say fakert, who he shlamim? First, I talk about the mother. The mother should be a shlamim. The vlad the oila and the vlad inside the mother's womb should be an oila. Harei ze vlad ziv cheshlamim. Too late. The moment you said the mother should be a shlamim, ube yerechima, the entire animal becomes a shlamim. Or we'll soon see why. The entire animal becomes a shlamim, including the vlad. And then you say, I want it to be an oila. You're changing your mind. You cannot change your mind. You're a maker. Mate always says, sorry. Doesn't matter. If I make an animal shlom, I can't change it. So it's as if you said that the animal, the mother, and the vlad should be a shlomim, and then you're changing your mind. And Ramei always has twice lashon rishon, whatever came out of your mouth first. Comes along Rabbi Yosi. I'm Rabbi Yosi. Im lach Rabbi Yosi, and the next mission we'll see the same machlekes similar. Im lachenis kaven tchila. If takem, when you said the mother shlomim and the vlad oila, or the other way around, when you say if that's what you always intended. If you intended always it should be different, just because you said the mother first, because you can't say two words at the same time. Even though he said the mother first, he always intended that the Vlad should be different than the mother. He couldn't say both at the same time, so therefore, you don't say twice the tradition, you take each word as it comes. First, he only intended to be shlamim. And then, nimlich, he changed his mind. I want the vlad to be different than Isaiah shlamim. You can't change your mind. Hashem and Ramei says, always, I don't care what you had in mind, twice lost tradition, whatever you say first.
There's a way that it's possible to say it.
Yeah, sorry, I said that in the Mishnah. He didn't know halacha. He didn't know halacha. He didn't know, this guy didn't know this, you know. That's where you're at Tamachachim. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yechina, says Rabbi Yechina, yeah. Omer Rabbi Yechina, says Rabbi Yechina, we had it before ready. No. No. Yeah. We had a whole sugi before. If he was in a cave, what happens? With the tumult of Chida. Omer Yechina says, according to Rav Shimon, it's a mum already straight away. You don't have to do anything. You don't know tida. Just sell it. Omer Yechina said, what happens? Hifrish chattas mu beres. He set aside a pregnant chattas. You set aside a pregnant chattas. The yolder. And you gave birth. Rotza bomes chappet. Let's say it was a pregnant chattas and you set it aside. So what? Then he gave birth. Which one do you bring as a karmel chattas? So he says, rotza bomes chappet. And Ratzah B'Vladim is chappet. They're both equally a karmel chattas. Why are they both equally a karmel chattas? We say Vlad chattas mesa. When do you say Vlad chattas mesa is, you designate an animal a chattas, was not pregnant. And then sometime later it became pregnant. That Vlad is mesa. because that vlad is not the chatas you set aside, and it, but it's a chatas, it's lusha v'chatas. So what do you do with it? You can't have a one aveda to kabbalas. So it's mesa. That's one of the gemidi. But here's the matter: the chatchila was a pregnant animal. You set it aside. Says Rabbi Yechanan, I hold that they're both equally chatas. You know why they're both equal? Because uba lav yedechimoy. When you said this pregnant animal is chatas, as if you said that this is the mother's a chatas and the vlad is a chatas. Separately, my time because Rabbi Yechanan im shayid and mishuyid. If he clearly said, "I want the mother to be a chatas, and I want the vlad to be chulin," for example, I'm holding it back and being chulin. It stays chul. Uba lav yadachimu shayid and mishuyid we had before already. So if it's not lav yadachimu, uba doesn't do the mother. So if they both, if you said that you want this pregnant animal to be a chatas, as if you said I want the mother to be a chatas, and separately as if you said I want the pregnant the uba to be a chatas. So which one? And no one knows. One's the carbon, one will be a chreis. One's a is it like a motor car, insurance. So therefore, you can choice. The havle can mafish techatoy lachreis. It's as if you said hachil to chatoy for a responsibility. Rotzim is chaper. Bo, rotzim is chaper b'chaper. You have a bereda, which one b'chaper? Sorry? One is a chat. By chreis, we say that it's tida, there's no yimis here. It's just tida, and then you buy with it a carbon, you use it for a carbon oil. Moisiv Rabbalaz has a question. What about our Mishnah right here? It says he shlamim. If I said the mother should be a shlamim, and then I said v'lado oile harezivat shlamim, we say that it's too late. What means too late? You Rabbi Yechon hold that the vlad has nothing to do with the mother. Just because I said he shlamim, why should the vlad be a problem? These are gedata shayid and mishuyid. If you tell me the vlad is different than the mother, harezivat vlad shlamim, harezu shlamim by Nachmer. And if you can say that the vlad, you can say what? That since you said that the mother should be a shlamim, and you didn't spell anything else, the vlad is shlamim. Not because the mother's a shlamim uba yadachimah. Kona b'yechin uba lav yadachimah. You know why the uba is a shlamim? Because if you said directly, the uba is a shlamim. You look at a pregnant animal and you say, this is a shlamim. What are you saying? The mother's a shlamim. Kona b'yechin. And you say, the vlad is a shlamim. So instead of saying, haruzu vlad shlamim, what should Mishnah have said? Harezu shlamim. This is the shlamim. Because you said directly that uba should be a shlamim. Not with the mother. Uba lav yadachimah. Boy, he misses. That's what she said. It says, of course you could. We just had a minute ago. Hamafish chatz muberes. They're both chatois.
Rob, I'm saying, so that means you, the chachila had a mind for both.
Yeah, you said it. Who cares? You had a mind right now. You said it. This is what you said. He, you know, unless Rabbi Yossi said you clear the mind not to be that way, but you have to then say it.
If it's shalom b'das, how much you didn't know the animal was pregnant?
We're talking about you knew. So what you knew. If you didn't know, maybe taka is different. We didn't have the combs, the hectares, toss, and all that kind of stuff. Machlek is there.
Well, the farmers know these things.
They put a tag on that. When you go to any farm, they know every animal's name. They put tags and the things on it.
I don't know, because if you make three sandwiches, you've got to be careful.
No, once it's pregnant, it's okay. But when the offspring's already there.
You bring it up as soon as possible. You don't delay. That's why we learn so many times. Show me you go to Adorim, Adorim. We don't want you to leave it hanging around. But for the reason you just said, you might forget, which is what? Omer Avtal Bar Mino Dahi, that's not a question. Rav Taka said, learn the change the mission around. Don't say Hadev Lad Shlomim, say Hadev Shlomim. No Kasha Rabbi Yechanan. It's as if you said directly to the animal. Okay, Mesla, that's another question. It's on Rabbi Yechanan. It says, you Rabbi Yechanan say the Vlad has nothing to do with the mother. If the din is that if I'm an Eved, I have no yad. My yad is yad ever ke yad rabbi. We had in Mar Kedushin of Chogimu there. But if I take a get from another balabas on behalf of another evet, it's valid. Because I'm not part of that balabas. But if my balabas is 20 avodim and he gives me a star, a get shichr, to pass on to another evet from the same balabas, I can't. I have no yad. It never left the balabas of the shus. My balabas of the shus. How can it be zeich on his behalf? But when can it be zeich? If it's another balabas, the fact is that I took it out of that balabas of the shus. Okay, bear that in mind. If somebody says l'shiv chasit is made, hari at shivcha, I want you to be a shivcha. I want your vlad because she was pregnant. I want your vlad ben chayden to be free. I want to be free. So it says im hoysim ubedes, if she was pregnant, zoch saloi. If she was pregnant, she's an eved. She's an Eved. She can be Zeich on behalf of her son to make him free. Now, how can that be? We just, the din is the same balabas. You can't. How can it be free? So,
the other thing is also, it's
got to
be a
star. We said you can't. We say, Hadiah, Oimel, Shuchasai, and if he give a star, not. It's the same thing. Sitting Mother, Iambi, Bishleim, Im Shaida, Einem, Shubbard. If you're going to say, that the uber is mamish part of the mother. Then we learned a few times already in Shas, there's a concept called the chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayin. An eved can be half free and half a slave. So it's as if the balabas is saying to the shivcha, I only want half of you to be an eved. Half of you that I can do. So therefore the uber is the other half, and that's free. If the uber is part of the mother. But if the uber is a stranger, if the uber is not part of the mother, then the mother has to be zoich on behalf of the uber, but the mother has no yad. And it never left the Baal Bas's hand. So it can't be, according to Rabbi Yechon.
But if he says to you, you're half a shiva, no.
That's until you do that, what happens? And that's only because he can't get married. Who's going to marry? But it's not shaykh. We're talking about the uber. She'll be always a total shivcha, and the uber will be a total ben chayin. That's what she can say. Who holds that? Because the general case of chatzivir is we always say that two balabatim and one balabas frees and one balabas doesn't. And a meir, however, holds good time. The meir holds a meshacher chatzi avde as the chedis. A meir holds. If you meshacher, I say I only want half of you to be mine and half to be free. I can do that. This is a chiddush Rameir. Because when we say always chetzi ever chetzi bechaydin, we always talk about two balabatim and one balabas sets him free and one balabas doesn't. That may is mechadish, they can have one balabas and he says that Evid, half of you is free and half of you is an Evid. Now, how can you go free? But half of him is an Evid. How can you makabal the thing from the balabas? Yotzel chayd is why? Because gita v'yodeh boin ka'achas. He has a yad to makabal his own shichr because gita v'yodeh boin ka'achas. So if you learn that the uber is part of the mother, it's like chatzi yevid. Or but the amr, if you learn Rabbi Yechon and the shayid and meshuyer, that if you hold the vlad back from, let's say, by behema, from being a carbon, you want to be chulun, it's valid. Because uber lav yerechimihu, that am I zoch saloi. Then why in the world can the mother be zech on behalf of the uber? But tani, we learn, needing it seems, sure evid zech lekabagat shechavedoi miyad rabbi she'en shaloi. When can the evid be makabal ashtar shichrur on behalf of another evid from a different balabas? Not from his own balabas. So how can the mother mekabel the guest on behalf of her uber? Elishmamna, isn't that a clear proof? Im shayde ain't mishur. Isn't that a clear proof that im shayde ain't mishur? Says the Gemara, but yufta Rabbi Yechon, tiyufta, taka kasha. And here we see tiyufta, and yet the Gemara continues as if Rabbi Yechon is right. So we had a few other places which says tiyufta, and then we still continue with that thought, even though usually tiyufta means totally repudiated. Yeah, obgeschlagen.
Is shayde means here set free?
No, mishayde means hold back. Yeah. So, for example, you say I want the mother to be shlamim, and I want the uber inside the mother to be chulin. That's called I'm holding it back. Yeah, I'm leaving it aside. Then we write the lema. Let us say im shai im shuyer. In fact, this whole machleik is of shai im shuyer. It's tanoim. You go to machleik is tanoim. The Tanya we learned ha'oim leshuchosiv. A guy says to his shivcha hariat bas chaydin. You're free. V'lodcha evid. I want your vlad to be an evid. V'loda kamayha. The vlad is just like her. He's free. Give Rabbi Segalili. Sounds like Rabbi Segalili holds uber yerechima. He says the mother is free. The vlad is also free. However, chomsei devor kayamin. No problem. You can separate the two. The mother is free and the vlad can be an evid. So what do we see from here? Uber lav yerechima. Isn't that the machlekes? But then the Braisa says, which is like a spanner in the works. Mr. Shenemar, you know why the kid is different than the mother? Shenemar says, Isha v'yoladeh atila doina. The mother and the children belong to the master. The pasuk contradicts what the Rabbanan says. It sounds like from the pasuk that the mother and the children have the same status. And you just said that you can separate the two. How in the world is this pasuk a support to the Rabbanan? Omar Rabba says, Rabba, Omar Kro, is he right? He says, Kro, let it be Haglili. The fact the pasuk belongs in the first part of the Braisa, it's a support to his Haglili. That what? That the child has the same thing as the mother. Diktani v'lodik kamoish. Now it says ha'isha v'lodeh t'ladineh b'zman she'isha l'adineh. When the mother is an eved a shivcha v'lod l'adineh, the vlad is an eved. My last, so what do we have a machlekes? Rabbi says the vlad is the same din as the mother, probably because uber yerechimay. And the chacham say that the vlad is not like the mother because they hold him shayim mishur to be lav yerechimay. That's the machlekes. And Rabbi Yechon follows the rabban. So my lab bang mifki Rabbi Yisi so be shayir ein mishur rabban so mishur the rabban holder that is mishur that you can hold back yeah Omar. You don't have to make a machlekes out of it. Everyone holds that you can hold back. Everyone's going back. Sakir is says the mother and the son have the same din. Faked, that's why he brought a pasuk, because there's a kosev. But Rabbanu Sab, Kuli Alma Shai Meshur, Vahokha, any time the reason is, I'm across. So the pasuk, Isha Viladeh, not really, you can hold one back. But the pasuk says, Isha Viladeh, Tila Duna, they both have the same din. So the. So therefore, it's exactly kosev. Nothing to do with my machlekes. Saying, well, okay, fine. What about the following? Definitely, it's a machlekes. The following tonight, the time we learned. So here you see, the Gemara repudiated Rabbi Yechon, yet we're continuing to learn that Rabbi Yechon's shita is valid. In fact, in the previous question, it was the Rabbanon who holds Rabbi Yechon. Not even Rabbi Yisaglulia, the Rabbanon. Says Gemara Vayte that the time we learned. Right now, we think you set aside a pregnant animal, and you shechted it. We had it before as well, and you found it there an animal that's 4 months. Remember, a 5 month animal is a full grown animal; it's very independent. But it's a 4 month animal, so it's totally in the mother. Tony Chod. In one place, we said the question is: does the vlad inside the mother does it have the same din of a chatas that has all the dinim that you have to stick to it or not? The only ones you can eat it are only male koyanim. Only that day. Only inside the base of Midrash. In other words, we treat the vlad exactly like the mother. That's a chatas. In other words, uber yerech imay. V'tani idich, and another price we learned, necheles l'chaladam, anybody can eat it, necheles l'chamakam, you can eat anywhere, necheles l'olam, the uber is not a carbon. It's not a carbon. No, it's uber, lav yerechimai. My lav, tanoi, this is machlei tanoim. Tanakama sova shayra ene meshoyer. Tanakama hold that the uber is the yerechimai. You cannot hold it back. And therefore it has all the dinim of the mother. Ma sova shayra meshoyer. Amlach abiechen, and abiechen says, no. The Kuli Alma, everyone holds. Everyone holds they can hold that you hold back. Everyone holds that you can hold back. So how come the first day holds that the vlad is exactly like the mother? One of them holds. One of them holds altogether. Masava, one of them holds that vlad de kochim bahaviyasa and hankadoshim. Go like this. He says that everyone agrees that if you set aside a pregnant animal, the vlad is not a kodesh. You know what we're talking about over here? We're talking about over here that you set aside a chatas, and a month later it became pregnant. And now you shecht it, and the animal has a vlad inside of it. And that I agree. If a month you set aside the mother, and then the vlad is born, the vlad has the same kedush. It's born from a kedush animal. And now the shaili is, when does it become kedush? Does it become kedush only when it's born? So then this vlad is not a vlad chattis, because it was 4 months. It wasn't mature yet. And you cut it open, you found it in there. But if you learn that b'mei imon it becomes kedush, then it has a nevachatis. That's the machlekes. Had it been a 5 month old, then everyone agrees, then it's like a full fledged, as if it's born already. One of them holds that it became Kodesh only when it was born. Therefore it's not Kodesh, because it was 4 months old, it wasn't yet fully ripe, mature. That they become Kodesh inside the mother, and therefore it has a din of chatas. Or when you mark the shit and later on became pregnant, that's when we say it has a full din of chatas. And Khan, the first case, which says it's the other one who says it's not a chatas, it was pregnant, then you mark the shit. Because Shai the Meshur does not have a din of the mother. Maskevla Rava says Rava, in my time Rabbi Yechonon. How do you know that the whole reason of Rabbi Yechonon is? Going back to the original, we're saying over here by the case of the Shivcha that she's on behalf of Uber. How do you know the Svar Rabbi Yechonon is Im Shaida Meshuyer? How do you know that you compare the case of the Shivcha to the case of Rabbi Yechonon, that Im Shaida Meshuyer, that you can hold back the Vlad, and therefore you can make the Vlad Ben Chayden while the mother's a Shivcha? Deal Mahayin Taimer, the Rabbi Yechonon, you know what the Svar Rabbi Yechonon is by Kabbalis? Maybe the Svar Rabbi Yechonon is Svar Rabbi Yechonon is that he holds why you can. The other mischaper b'shevach kodesh hegdish. You know why the vlad of the chatas doesn't get? It's not considered about chatas because a person, when the animal is pregnant, and the animal falls pregnant later, And we say that normally we say that a vlad chatos has to be put to death. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Im rotzem is chaper bezeh. Im rotzem is chaper bezeh. You know why he says you have a choice of which one you be mechaper? Not because you understood him, because he could hold it back, and therefore it's like a separate carbon altogether. It's because a person can have a chatos from the shevach hegdish. If the hegdish improves in value over time, you can use the full benefit of that value and use it for your carbon chatos. The vlad is part of the shevach, part of the increased value. You know when you say vlad chatos. If you said I'm not interested in the vlad, if you say you're not interested in the vlad at all, the vlad you put to death. But if I say I want the vlad to be my karma chatas, why not? It's a shevach hegdish. Not because shayim is sure it's separate from the mother. Omer Rabbeinu says, you know why? Because Rabbi Loza, Talmid Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Loza was a Talmid Rabbi Yechanan, was the one who was asked this question. The Yosef Kamei Rabbi Yechanan, Hadilei Aishanuya. He asked this question for Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan, don't answer what you just said. That's not going to do with Shai Meshur. The At Omer Talmid Rabbi Yechanan, Shemar Adul Chabashem. What's the machzor? What are you making up stories for? Rabbi Loza was a Talmid Rabbi Yechanan, was involved in this discussion, and yet he did not come up with this answer that you just said that he had nothing to do with Shai Meshur. He's a Rai that is not the issue at all. The issue is he holds Shai Meshur, not because he holds you allowed to be use a kapora, the shevach of Hegdish, and that's why you're allowed to use a vlad. When Rabbi Yechanan said, you want to tell Rabbi wants to say, who says to do anything with Ubi Yerichim or not? It has to do with whether you can use the shevach of the Hegdish as a kapora. That's what you want to say. It can't be, because then all these questions fall away. This is a question of never. If you change your mind afterwards, that's what Rabbi Yehoshua depends. Rabbi Yehoshua, we don't look at your first words, but we have to understand your mind, what's going on in your kavanah. If your kavanah was that the mother should be one carbon, the vlad should be another carbon, even though you said it in the wrong sequence, it doesn't matter. They'll both be chal. But if you want chatchila, both should be. And then you change your mind, then it doesn't work. Says the Gemara, pshita, obviously. If you said the mother should be a shlamim, or the mother should be an oiler, the entire animal is oiler, then a minute later you say, I want the vlad to be a shlamim, why would you even think that you need to be able to tell you that if nimlich, it doesn't take effect? Of course it doesn't take effect. It's too late. What? I set aside a carbon, I can change my mind whenever I want. What's going on here? Amra papa, what are we talking about over here? El sha'amma b'tar chidei dibur. Normally we have a rule, if you have, there's a certain cooling off period. In the Gershon law, it's 3 days, whatever it is. Over there, it's 3 seconds. As long as it takes to say the word Shalom Alecha Rebbe, or some say Shalom Alecha Rebbe Mighty, in case your rabbi walks by, you have to be nice and be pleasant and know to do the pleasantries. So that's the cooling off period. That's it. But we had in Mona Durham, there are a few exceptions. One of them is Kedushin. And so on. And Morris over here, Sha'amma but take it a dibur. If you change your mind, take it a dibur. You said you said he oila, and then and you didn't think that the vlad should be any different. And then within a second, you say, oh, you know, and the vlad I want it to be this. Maotei, I would have thought take it a dibur, kedibur. Everywhere else is take it a dibur, kedibur. Bahavi yunehu de kamai, and he was just thinking about it. Kamashalon, that no, and we say that no, there's no take it a dibur. You cannot change your mind. Change your mind, fafalm. Second, right, the Mishnah continuing the Machlekes of Meir Rabbi Yisi. Harezu tumuras oile, tumuras shlamim. What happened, you guys? You look at an animal and you say, I want this animal to be the tumur of an oile, the tumur of a shlamim. You said in one phrase, in one sentence, what happens here? Says Ameir, you always take the first words, Chilas Vodav, Harezu tumuras oile. We treat it as whatever he said first. And what Tfais Lashadishan? And what was the first thing you said? Harezu tumuras oile. So that's what happens. However, Omer Rabbi Yisi says, again, the same thing he said before. You want it should be both. Sayan oil and sayan shlamin. How do you do that? You're going to have to then sell it, and with half the money, you're going to buy an animal to be an oil, and half the money, you're going to buy an animal to be a shlamin. That's what the Chakwan always was. You can't say oil and shlamin together in unison. It's what? Okay, I mean, it'll be a mekuyim. But if the pshat is he changes mind, if he said tmuras oil, then nimlich he changes mind, but Omer he said tmuras shlamin. Harezu tmuras oil. Then I'm asking him, you say tmuras oil. Everyone is Moide. If you said, if you clearly enunciated, I want it first to be an Oile, and then I want it to become a Shlamim. then even hakot for the shishim. There's no question that so you want the chatchila to be an oila, an entire animal. So then there's nowhere to yichal the shlamim. So fafa, once you're an oila, you're an oila. But
in,
sorry.
So there's not
the second one. You said clearly what you wanted. So there's no machlekes. Everyone agrees. Tefayis l'sedishin. Whatever he said first, it happens. What happens if he said loy tochozu el im kein cholzozu? You made it contingent. I don't want it to be an oil unless it can also be a shlamim. So clearly you're saying I want it to be both. Not I want one and then afterwards the other one. I want both to be chal at the same time. Then tavaya kochi. Everyone's made it both a kodesh. And what you do is you sell the animal and half the animal is oil and half the animal is shlamim. Loy nechelku. What is then the machlekes? Only in the case eloki gay mishnah seinu. In exactly the case in our mishnah, the Amari said tmuras oila. These words tmuras shlamim. How do we understand these words tmuras oila tmuras shlamim? Lameis amir holds medahav leli. Should have said tmuras oila vishlamim. If he wanted, Lameis said if he wanted both to be chal, what should you have said? I wanted to be the tmur of an oila and a shlamim. That's what you should have said. But Amar, instead you said tmuras oila. I wanted to be tmur of oila, and then you said vit tmur of shlamim, and I wanted to be a tmur of a shlamim. Sounds like one and then two. You always say the first thing first. It's like I said, I want this to be chal first, the oiler, and then I want to become shlamim. However, Rabbi Yossi argues, Rabbi Yossi says, because he holds, if I am a tmuras oiler v'shlamim, you know why he didn't say tmuras oiler, I want to be an oiler and a shlamim? Have I mean a kedusha? He would have, he thought in his mind that if I say that, it'll be, become kedush, but v'ain a krev, I can't do anything with it. You know, can't do anything. That's why he didn't say it both together. He really wants it should be both. He wants it to be both. It should be half oil and half shlami. But he thought since if I said this animal should be both, it should be a trumas oil and a shlami. You can't be makif such an animal. What how you like an oil or like a shlami? You burn the whole thing or you eat it. You can't do it. So therefore, he thought that the animal's useless. He didn't realize that you can go ahead and sell it and with the money, but half and half. And therefore, he said separately, "Tumuras oila and tumuras shlamim, kamashalon." That no. That you could do that, yeah. Yeah. We had machlekes before. I mean, this is not the first time I had machlekes. Shai Meshur is Rabbi Yechon's chiddush. The basis for that is Ubi Yechon. He's not the one who's mechadish this machlekes of Ubi Yechon and not. His machlekes is that you can have the behemah, a carbon, and the vlad